I know that there was a movement the last couple of years, January. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Where they encourage ladies
don't
to grow
money.
Their...
Also, we don't have money in January to go for a wax.
So you just let it go.
So just let it be. And then we made it a thing.
And then I see there was also an article people were debating. And this is, and I've got a problem with this. And I'll tell you what my problem is in a moment.
Okay.
Why are we splitting hairs over whether women should shave or not? Blame history and men. Please argue with me this morning. I disagree vehemently. Yes, obviously, it's some in some part. But I'm telling you now, women are worse on other women when it comes to stuff like this than men.
Okay.
I've heard y'all talk.
But the thing that they're saying there, to my understanding, is that the seed was planted by men and we then just carry it further.
Kill it.
That a man came up with this idea that, oh, you should this and you should that.
I don't think so. I think you can probably decide and make that narrative stop just by
stopping.
Not heeding to it. Mm. But what I'm saying is women are much harsher on other women.
Yeah.
Often. Mm. Highly critical.
Mm.
And quite scathing, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying more so than men. But please, if you want to argue with me, you're very, very welcome. If you want to disagree with me, you're very, very welcome. 0848500942. Come on. Women are highly critical of other women's bodies.
I see that a lot on my social media as well, where there'd be... And it's someone much older than me, someone that I'd possibly be looking up to, or someone that should, I don't know, like, that shouldn't be doing that to me. And they would pick on, oh, kaiko like your hair, oh, you shouldn't do those braids, oh, that, oh, you should work out, that. And I'm just like, why? My grand always said, if you don't have anything nice to say, and if it's not for you, then loop your an. You don't have to.
Is it because maybe the way that you react to it? People know that they're going to get a reaction out of you.
I don't react.
If a guy says to another guy, and I get it on my social media a lot, they'll make a joke about, ooh, you know, you've been, you know, stuffing your pie hole or whatever the case may be, or you got fat.
Uh-huh.
You got fatter. You know, guys' reactions like, hey, Zach.
Yeah.
or you don't say anything.
I don't like, say anything most of the time.
Yeah.
The other day I told you off air that I said to someone, if you don't like something and if you don't have something nice to say, then loop your an.
I know, but they know they got you.
Yeah, but then she deleted her comment and then ran away. Maybe. And I was like, you see now, you must be strong. As you can oorig is, then you must stand.
I've got a very simple principle. I do not humor that at all. I don't give it any reaction. I don't give it any answer. It's a hollow victory. It doesn't ever feel like a victory, but in some way it shouldn't be. But when it comes to, are you agreeing with me or disagreeing here with me? And also in the same breath, is it time that women just grow their hair?
Yeah.
If you want to do it.
You know, after this year, we've been through so much.
Yeah.
And what I realize is we all just want to do what makes us happy. There's so much that we can't control.
Does it make you happy, Liesl?
Me, it's not for me. I will shave my armpits, but it's a personal decision for myself. I won't shave my legs necessarily because I'm like, why? What's the purpose? With shaving my armpits for me, it's also an hygiene thing. What is sweaty and what. But that's me. And not everyone perspires as much as I do. Not everyone cares about that kind of like area in their body. But it's just a me thing.
You did a campaign recently. You flew to Durban. We all saw the pictures of you in that cozy.
Yeah.
We're doing it like your modeling thing, right? Do you think the brands would be fine with it if you rock up at a shoot like that with hairy legs and underarms?
I did. Not underarms. But legs.
But
remember, they can just fix it. At the end of the day, it's what you sign as well. If you're going to say explicitly that I do not want you to edit or fix anything on my body, then you're not going to get booked. Let's put it that way.
You may not Photoshop my underarm hair out.
Out. Or my leg hair.
And then
out.
They reply, thank you so much. We'll revert to you shortly.
We'll call you. Don't call us.
I agree with you 100%. Women are the worst. And I went to an all-girls school. And I can tell you that any girl who hadn't shaved was ridiculed. And there were remarks and comments passed that were actually really just totally unnecessary. And that my issues over needing to shave and everything actually originated there.
Smile here from Nelspruit. I agree with Martin. It's men that set the bar, but it's the women that tend to be the most conniving. The only difference is it's usually not to their face. Most of the time it's behind their back. So at the end of the day, I think just be yourself. Be your pretty self and accept who you are. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you.
Good morning, team. Yes, the shave or not to shave debate. Wow. I'm quite happy shaving my legs. I actually shave my arms and my legs and obviously under my arms and in between my legs. But I just prefer how it feels personally. I'm not doing it because it makes anyone else feel better about me. I'm doing it because it makes me feel better about me. Simple as that. Thanks for an awesome show, guys.
Thanks for listening. It's that same voice note from the other morning with either snoring or like a pig sound in the background.
Definitely a pig.
I really want to speak to her at some point.
She stole Babe.
I'm very, very curious. Yeah. Hey?
She's not a chicken.
No.
She's what? She's doing the dance.
Hold on, hold on quickly. Megs, what?
It's a parrot.
Oh.
In her car?
It's a parrot in the background.
It sounds like she's in the traffic with her parrot that makes pig sounds.
It's a parrot. She said.
Listen, if there was a multiple choice and you had to choose, parrot would not be your answer.
Does anything still surprise you? Keep it coming. Agree or disagree. Women are highly critical of other women. Men are too. I'm not sitting here going, oh no, there's no such thing as men being critical. It's almost legendary now. Very frowned upon, and so it should be. Mm-hmm. But let's not forget for a single moment how critical women can be of other women and how that affects the way they look. Mm. I would say it's close to 50-50.
I mean, as a guy, I don't think guys mind things like stretch marks or like, you know, dimples on the thighs or things like that. That's stuff that we like.
On
it's
women.
Part of life. Yeah, it's, well, I mean, we don't mind it on ourselves either.
On yourselves as well. Mm. I think that social media also plays a big part here now because it's the critical, everything has always been there. Like women would say stuff to each other. But now social media has made it easier because you hide behind a screen. So you can outright tell someone that they're ugly or that their skin tone is, or their hair or their brows or whatever. And that part of it all, I think, is the most hectic now in the day and age we live in.
It's highlighted because you can see it on social media.
Wake up. With Martin Bester on Breakfast. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.